Woke under my town, time. Even get gone down for 2 pounds. I got boots on the ground right now. Yeah, niggas say troops on the ground right now. We already peeped the speedo. They said you keep them kilos. I heard you fuck with Migos. Yeah, I got the army with me. United we stand. Dividing we conquer. We pull up in Tonkas. We looking for Blanca. We all just in Negro. The man in the Nero. We questioning Pedro. We get the pesos, we swapping our favors, that's how we network. Put some change on his brain, what's his net worth? No 2500, 15 right now, out the sack when you done it. And if he toting for you, smoke him and tell him to run it. I'm a good fella, why you trying to play a nigga? See, this the second time my people want to slay a nigga. But with my kind heart, the first time I spared a nigga. Now it's personal.
Fuse, don't push it. Homie, don't push it. My nigga, don't push it. I got my finger on the button right now. You know that I push it. You know that I push it. Yeah, I get mad. Turn your father to Afghanistan. I George push it. Bitch, I George push it. Push it. Yeah, I get mad. Turn your father to Afghanistan. I George push it. Bitch, I George push it. I'm shooting shit on space, nigga. And I call that Mayday. My partner asked for action. I tell a nigga no shay shit. I got a short fuse. I'm a mentor with that from middle school. And the game I play, it ain't no rules. So homie, don't push it. And when it's beef, we go guard inside the street.
For real.
No stand snitches. No stand snitches. Bitches always got their fucking hand up.
Begging bitch.
Can't stand bitches.
No.
Can't stand bitches.
No.
And we got worse. Even when it is a drought. In my kitchen, in my kitchen. And I remember running from the one time.
Jumping fences.
And when I'm trafficking, I gotta keep my eye.
Keep my eye.
For y'all niggas. For y'all niggas. I know you heard that some young niggas in charge.
For real.
Don't fall victim.
Don't fall victim.
Don't fall victim. Hey, I got a sharp fuse. Don't push it. Homie, don't push it. My nigga, don't push it. I got my finger on the button right now. And you know that I push it. You know that I push it. Yeah, I get mad. Turn your pop to Afghanistan. I George push it. Bitch, I George push it.
Push it.
Yeah, I get mad. Turn your pop to Afghanistan. I George push it. Bitch, I George push it.
Authentic, 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 auth the club, courtesy of the flood. No, I'm beyond the percussion, so you know I'm fitting the book. See, they know I'm about to break. You see the true religion jeans, got Versace around my waist. Bet the shoes match the bill, had the icing on the cake. Everybody wanna slice, watch them kill them with the ice. Shining like a flashlight, smoking like a tailpipe. Flashing like traffic lights, shawty blowing on a nigga like she playing a band.
Problems with me. You don't
the bar and we tryna buy the bottle. Team with some niggas tryna leave with some models. She's staring at me hard and I hope she ain't misleading me. Lord, up on my mind and this music got me dreamery. Thinking about my niggas who ain't been to see the scenery. Everybody vibing off that Hennessy and greenery. All my niggas scrap, yeah, they got heavy machinery. You don't want no problems, you can get the issue. Knock your face off, ain't nobody about to miss you. That ain't what I into. But now stay till 2 o'clock if you don't want no problems. Oh, they gon' have your face in the newspaper column, I promise.
Bring my pain away.
If not, I'ma start taking shots.
Uh-huh.
And start giving niggas shots to the face.
Bow-bow.
I send a nigga ass out of space.
Bow-bow.
Ain't too much more I can say.
Uh-uh.
I need a double shot of Hennessy straight.
Excuse me, can you buy me a drink?
Why? Fuck no, get the fuck out my face.
Yeah.
Cause I try how I'm feeling right now.
Why?
Y'all hoes need to stay in y'all place.
Uh-huh.
Cause these hoes, they're lying about shit. Just to fuck up a real nigga day.
Yeah.
And I swear, if my day get any fucking worse, I might spin on a bitch on purpose. And I need to calm down and ease my mind. That's why I wish I was blowing on purple.
Yeah.
Had to start going grabs, I'ma y'all for the dirt. Cause I had too many states in my circle.
Damn.
Growing up, I had to learn that pies in the street,
why?
They only get fired by murder.
Foul.
Murder. Murder.
Foul. Now, do we have a problem, nigga?
Drink my pain away.
Just shoot you in your face. Man, I'm so tired of all this bullshit.
Uh-huh.
For the next nigga, I'll bust getting the full clip, and that's real shit.
Come on.
I'm filling the drugs and I'ma drink it gin. And I'ma fucked up since 9 a.m. Now I'm in the club with my partner. Nigga, fuck with us, then the chance is slim. We can stomp his ass till he broke a limb.
Uh-huh.
We just smoke his ass. No fallback, King.
Fuck no, fuck no.
Got a whole lot of problems on my chest. I'ma get it off with this tech.
Mike.
How to kill, nigga, you'll be next. I make promises, I don't make threats.
Been
looking like an old school veteran.
Woo.
Might need a killing when I'm 27.
Woo.
Pray to God, make it to heaven.
Woo.
But the way I'm living, ain't no killing.
Loyalty shit.
You might see me with some killing, you might see me with some robbing, but that ain't me, I hustle the street. Ain't every day I tell my partners how much I really love them, and I'm gonna make sure that we all gonna eat. And I'ma pay the way cause we gonna make it one day. Now that's what you call loyalty. I love my niggas till eternity. And I know it's vice versa for me.
You must see me with some killers, see me with some killers.
You must see me with some robbers,
see me with some robbers.
Give a fuck what you think,
give a fuck what you think.
You still my partner,
still my partner.
Nothing like a brother,
nothing like a brother.
We share the same struggle. Don't judge me cause I hustle the streets.
Give a fuck about no money.
No.
Give a fuck about no bitches.
No.
Cause before that it was poverty. Start a sling in yayo.
Trying to get to the pesos.
Now money falling off of the trees.
Ain't got long phone, ain't got long, give a nigga come home.
And I'm glad I'm on.
Tell me you ain't got long phone, ain't got long, give a nigga come home.
You might see me with some killing, you might see me with some robbing,
but that ain't me, I hustle the street. Ain't
every day I tell my partners how much
gon' make it one day. Now that's what you call loyalty. I love my niggas till eternity. And I know it's vice versa for me. Just be patient, what I told my niggas. No more starving, no more robbing. I got the meal taken. And I've been broke before, I guess I know who really was it. Plus we still had loyalty when it got real wicked. Bone money, green dogs, yeah, I handle that. Still been fronting packs when niggas ain't been paying back. Plug ain't gon' serve a nigga, heard I hang with killers. But rule number one, hang with real niggas. And I'm gon' pave the way so we all can fucking ball. I'm talking straight cash and out, no debating in the mall. I know they hating, I bust, nigga, we taking off. I see y'all watching and walk on and get y'all ass off. You might see me with some killing, you might hear me with some robbing, but that ain't me, I hustle the street. And every day I tell my partners how much I really love them, and I'm gonna make sure that we all gonna eat. And I'ma pave the way cause we gonna make it one day. Now that's what you call loyalty. I love my niggas till eternity. And I know it's vice versa for me.
Don't Try Me, and then we dropped that Lil D, Take My Pain Away, and then we dropped at Duffel Bag.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dust and The Dust Spot.
Yes, and then the other track, goodness, that's quick technical difficulty. Duffel Bag, the other track was Duffel Bag Dougie, and that was Loyalty, then followed by Red Shades, Ain't Hard to Tell, Freestyle. But, shoot, that being said, we got a special guest for tonight. That's my girl, Rari Ferretti. Oh, what's good? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up? What's up?
Not much, man. We're glad to have you.
Glad to have you.
We got give you that warm applause. Oh, my God, man. It's been a crazy week. Been good kind of crazy week, but it's been crazy. And, Lord, I'm just scared, man. I don't want Donald Trump to be in charge of our country. It scares the hell out of me.
Oh, my goodness. He came down to the A on Sunday for this big speech. And I was like, everyone was signs everywhere. And I'm like, no. And I'm like,
and he's won the past three primary caucuses. He has won. It's killing me. I can't stand it.
He has South Carolina on lock. That's my, you know, my home state. So,
yeah, South Carolina. So let's see. He got New Hampshire. Then he got South Carolina. Then now he has Nevada as of last night.
Wow.
Oh my God. I just don't like what's going on. Mm-hmm. These people are scared. I don't know. But it's really showing me how crazy these people are in this world right now.
Really. And it's a reflection of how people really are feeling, you know, who they're gearing towards as a candidate for this country. So, we'll see.
Yeah, this really shows me, and especially South Carolina, I know that's your home state, but you can pretty much agree with me that it's a lot of racist stuff happening in South Carolina right now, and that just scares the hell out of me that the person they pick is Donald Trump, who exemplifies those type of feelings.
Yeah, South Carolina, I mean, preserves the racism there. So, yeah, we'll see what happens in this election.
But, yes, you know, I had to dig. Although this isn't necessarily a politics show, we talk about everything on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean everything. But we're going to move to talk about you, because if I talk about that, I'll be depressed the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I would be depressed. I'm depressed enough just thinking about it.
I know.
Yes, so let's dig into you, man. Like, first off, I want to know, like, what made you come up with the name Rari Ferretti? Before we even get into how you got into modeling, how did you even come up with the name Rari Ferretti?
The name Rari Ferretti, whew, that is one special girl, let me tell you. Well, it started out as an idea. I came up with this concept for a calendar a few years ago, and I said, well, I can't use my real name, so, cause, you know, back home, I'm just Amber. I'm from the small town, you know, Hollywood, South Carolina. So I'm just Amber back home, and I don't think that will sell very well. So I said, my calendar is sort of geared around this video vixen that I created, this fashionista, this model, this socialite, this actress. And my main audience, I guess, would be, you know, guys. So I said, well, what do guys like? Guys like fast cars. What's the fast car? Ferrari. And so I created a first and a last name from Ferrari. And I came up with Rari Ferretti. So Rari Ferretti came about was just a concept for me, coming up with a calendar, a racy calendar doing some really hot pics with some awesome cars. And so that's how the name was born from that one project. But I didn't always have a model slash stage name or anything like that.
Oh, no. I pretty much at the gate, when I started realizing, oh, I'm getting ready, you know, when I first got into the entertainment industry, it was all kind of names. And then Seti J just kind of stuck because it was part of my nickname. They always call me Seti Bear. So stick with Seti because everybody go by Sed. I just played out, and J is for my middle name, so there you go.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
But, oh, my God, like, so, like, when did you first get into modeling? Like, what led you to get into that? And then, even more so, what made you take it serious?
Well, it started when I was teeny tiny, probably about 8, 9 years old, grew up watching Miss America pageant and all this good stuff, and I was always just a shy kid, so it was like, I wish I could have the confidence of those ladies on that Miss America pageant stage and all that good stuff, and, you know, I tried, like, local beauty pageants, you know, in front of small audiences, so I began to build my confidence, you know, through those competitions and, you know, come in first, second place. I was like, hey, I might be kind of good at this. So I kept on, you know, pursuing it and, you know, worked with various photographers back in my hometown. And I just wanted to see what I looked like on film. So I kept it going, you know, through my preteens and through my teens. And, you know, as an adult is when I relocated to Atlanta to really jump in it, like, fully jump into it was when I relocated to Atlanta in 2009. And I've had, like, just basically a lot of opportunities that come my way, work with Kim Fields on the set of Holiday Love, various recording artists on the set of music videos. I was able to meet a lot of gospel artists. You know, so it's really been really good to me. And, you know, it's a really dangerous and sort of messy industry, so you have to be careful. And I've learned to just put it in the place of a hobby and more so stop pursuing it as a career, because when it's put in that box, it's like too much pressure on it and your creativity doesn't have enough elbow room to grow like really the way it should. So I think labels limit people in a lot of different ways and limit our talents in a lot of different ways. So I don't like to think of it anymore as a career. I more so say that it's a hobby. That way it can be free as a bird and it can go where it takes itself. So I'm really thankful with all the opportunities I've had.
So in other words, you still kind of take it serious as a career. You just allowing yourself to free your mind so that you,
right,
again, like you said, so that you don't feel like, oh, my God, suffocated. And can no one hold, dangle it over your head either.
Right. I don't put it in the box of a career.
And, like, and you kind of alluded to a question I usually like to ask, like, later on in the interview, but you threw it out there. So now I'm going to ask, like, what is some of the messy stuff that you've seen personally while being in this industry?
Well, you know, of course, signing deals that are not really in your best interest. It may be in the best interest of the company or individual that you're signing with. So you have to make sure you have a good legal team or legal advisor to help you go over contracts and deals and agreements. Even model releases can have hidden terms in there, like no ownership over your images. So you won't be able to those images the way you'd like to be presented, or you may find out that your face is on something that you didn't authorize. But since you are not the owner of those images, you don't have the rights to them, and you, in that particular situation, you wouldn't have any say-so in how you're being presented or represented. So it can really get messy with that. So it's good to be careful and know which direction you want to go and ask a lot of questions.
You know what? I've dealt with it on both sides. Like, that's why these managers and, like, some of these managers or people that's people that just represent the model, period. That's good and all, but I want to make sure I talk to the model too. So I know, because even if you are, you know, your stuff somewhat checks out that you represent that person, I still want to make sure that person is aware what project they're getting ready to be involved in, and you're not just throwing them into something. Because then if they're enthusiastic about it, then it's going to be much more of a success.
Yes.
Versus it's just, I just buy it happy to say I'm in it.
Right. I understand with that, on that perspective. That's a good perspective. And if there's a hidden agenda, you won't always be made aware of, you know,
exactly
everything within the agreement. So to ask a lot of questions, read the fine print, and, you know, make sure you're making the right decision. And ask for more time. Never be afraid to ask for more time. I need another day or two to look everything over. You know, never be afraid to ask for more time, and, you know, just keep it open communication, honest as possible, because the truth will reveal itself. So,
but there's a couple of things kind of, and just kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit, liked about you, although you took your time as far as approaching me, getting back at me as far as what I approached you with, you took your time, but you weren't, but you didn't, like, sit on it and take, like, forever. Because I have people, man, it drives me nuts. They'll say, I'll get back to you. A month goes by, and you still haven't heard from them. And it's just, you know, people, and I know some people that are jerks out there that mess it up for people to just be honest. But I'm one of them people, just tell me, if you don't want to be involved with something, just tell me. Don't be afraid. Just tell me. What am I going to do, especially if I'm in a whole other state? What am I going to do to you? Honestly.
Well, yeah, not sure.
I mean, I can't say that, because if you got influence in other areas, people can pull some stunts, but that's just not my style.
Well, some people don't know what to do when the opportunity finally comes to them. They freeze up and they forget, you know, they kind of, like, lack a plan that should have been kind of put in place. Like, how should I respond, and, you know, what do I want? Is this what I want? To ask themselves those questions in advance and to really know where they want their career to go.
And they go kind of going further on the hobby part even more. Like, what's your thoughts on those that, and, you know, you hear this phrase a lot now, Instagram models, where it's just girls that really, they want to portray that they want to be a model, but really they just want a bunch of pictures so they can put a bunch of stuff on their Instagram in front.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, you know,
they
get
like, as I like to say, light. They like to try to do whatever they can for likes.
Right. Well, likes doesn't make you a model. First of all, it takes a special breed to, you know, really be a model. But who's to say who's a model? If it does something for your confidence to post pics and to gather your likes, hey, go for it. You know, if that means something to a girl out there who's, you know, struggling with self-image, just to, you know, post a picture and see how her fan base or how her family or how her friends react. I think social media was initially intended for fun and not to be taken so seriously as people do. So I don't think that it robs a normal model of anything to have, you know, just your average woman post some pictures of herself and to, you know, call herself sexy or to feel pretty or to, you know, really live that experience as a model by having photos online or just out there for, you know, the general public to see. So, I mean, I don't see it as, you know, something that's a threat, because with a model, you have to have a level of character that goes along with your presentation to the world, what you wear, what you say, and just what you want your brand or image to be. So totally different from your average woman that just posts some pics online.
Right. And my thing is, I don't have a problem with girls that want to take pictures, take professional pictures, but just be honest with yourself that you want to take professional pictures and go. And when you work with these photographers, if you're not going to use it for a career-wise, pay these photographers to shoot, because what they do is they waste time for the models that's serious, or at least take it, or pretty much taking it serious at any extent, and it messes it up for y'all, because then y'all got to work that much harder because of dealing with people that pretend they were serious, but they really weren't. They were just trying to go through the motions so they can get some stuff online and do,
right,
you know, do all that nonsense.
Right. This is something that someone could say at the beginning of a shoot. I just want to do this for my confidence. Or those questions could be asked by the photographer to kind of pre-qualify the candidate for the shoot. So these are all questions that could be asked.
This is why I like talking to people on the phone. It's not that I'm trying to take up all their time on the phone. It's not that I'm trying to be calling you late at night and all that kind of stuff. I like to talk to you initially a lot, because you can find out a lot by just talking to someone on the phone or just talking to them in person. You find a whole lot about it.
Right.
And if you see how genuine their voice is too about certain subjects.
And even like model submissions with the images that they send to, you know, submit for a project, to work with a photographer or for a project, you know, you can see the level of seriousness where they are, if they already have professional pics done, you know, with photographers. And me personally, I haven't paid for a shoot in probably 10 years. I just have so many photographers that want to shoot me that it's just gotten to a point where I don't pay for shoots. I'm kind of like sought out to be, you know, the subject of their, you know, theme or, you know, a specific.
But I think it's because you actually push their stuff, and you got a track record that you really work in the project. So you're not just sitting on pictures. So people resonate to that, man. Like, people go, and I'm telling this for models that's listening that might be just trying to get into this.
Right.
You do right, man. People going to get behind you. And that's just how it is. Now, you said you ain't spent money in 10 years, but you still spend money at some point in time, and you paid your dues. So now people respecting you for paying your dues.
Right. I actually channeled the energy. I brought my best forward in the shoot, and I wanted to make the photographer's vision a reality and bring it alive on camera. And I really worked on that, because modeling is probably 90% acting anyway.
Yes.
Yes, because an actor can be a model, but a model can't necessarily be an actor. So some things we have to digest about certain careers, we just think, oh, that's all there is to it. There's always a lot more to it than what the naked eye can see in any career, you know. So it's not all glamorous. Sometimes it's wearing a bathing suit in the freezing cold and having someone squirt water on you with a water gun. You know, whatever that vision is of that photographer or that creative director, you have to bring it alive. It's your job. It's not about you, and it's important to remember that.
Now, somebody might end up hating you and me, but hey, that's what I do. I ask the tough questions. What would you say is your favorite shoot that you have done so far?
Favorite shoot? I think that shoot would have been, so many.
No, that's what I do. I gotta be messy, and I gotta act so. And someone's gonna hate us, but that's what I do. I ask the tough question.
Okay, that shoot would have been the I Am Proud photo shoot, and I shot that photo shoot in Marietta, Georgia, by a photographer named Matika Patrice Washington. And her business is actually Matika Patrice Washington Photography. And she's actually the only woman that's ever shot me in my career. And it's not because of that, but because there was something there at that shoot that I had never experienced before. It was me really seeing myself, me coming into adulthood. I was in my early 20s, so I was really coming into that adulthood. That was a pivotal moment, I guess, as to why that shoot was really special to me. And just the natural, my natural beauty, I guess, that I brought forth in the shoot. It wasn't so much a glamour shoot, but it was outdoors, nature, minimal makeup. It was me, the real me, that really, you know, showed up and showed out at that photo shoot.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm over here actually while you describing them. I'm over here being nosy, trying to look for it. That's exactly what I was over here doing. Let me go look and see what this one is was. So I was doing a stall tactic. But no,
mm-hmm.
No, you know what's my favorite one?
Which one was that?
My favorite one is the one is in the brown. Like the one, and I'm gonna be very specific about which one the brown. It's the one where you turn to the side and you get the eye contact with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's scary. You kind of giving off that Robin Givens vibe, where Robin Givens be giving you that sexy look, but she be giving you that mysterious, like, I'm up to something look at the eyes. That's what I was getting
for
that one.
Right, right. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the one of brown.
That shoot I shot in, what was that? In Smyrna, Georgia, at Cubic Micron Studios. And that was, I think that was a 10-hour long photo shoot. But I had so much fun. So much fun to the point I passed out at the end of the shoot. I just gave it everything I had. And I did like 6 or 7 looks, and they all took a total of 10 hours. So hair changes, makeup changes, it was like the whole 9 yards.
I'm telling you, I mean, y'all go to, I'm going to warn you guys, you go see that picture, just breathe, man, because you're going to see a heck of a feature when you go behind somebody, when you go look at the picture. Just breathe.
Yeah, in real life, it's just the regular me, but I can't be Rari in real life. She just shows up at photo shoots and on set. I don't know.
Okay, I believe that. And since you did that, now I'm gonna ask you some tough questions. I'm gonna get in your business a little bit.
Uh oh.
And then getting your business. Okay. So first question is, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Embarrassing.
Oh,
I remember my senior year in high school, like, I believe I twisted my knee or something. I hurt my knee around lunch break. I guess I was horsing around or something on lunch break. And then I had to go to the gym, over to the gym teacher, and get this Bengay rubs all over my leg. So I didn't think about it. Last period was Spanish class, my last class of the day after lunch. And so I went in class, and I sat in class, and then after a while, I just heard whispering, like, what is that smell? What does somebody smell like? Oh, that's her. She smells like Bengay. So that was, like, really embarrassing. It shouldn't be embarrassing, but because I was like, hey, I mean, I'm feeling better, but it was embarrassing.
Yeah, and they all have whispering about you.
Like, fuming with Bengay. So, hey, it's all good. I felt better. Whatever.
Yeah, now they can see your pictures. They're going to go, dang it, I should have never made fun of her. But, they're going to learn today. Okay. All right, so for the people that knows yet today that want to know, so people, I'm helping you out. as far as on the dating scene, what is your situation? Are you single, dating, involved? What's the deal?
I am to be continued. I shall not reveal.
To be continued. Describe to be continued.
There's a lucky man on this earth. Let's just say.
Oh, so okay. Y'all, see, y'all come in here, you do these key phrases. And that's a new one. I ain't never known one say to be continued on here. What in the... Y'all, I don't know what to say about that one. Oh, Lord. Praying for you. Matter of fact, that's something I do when people give me crazy answers like that. Let me go ahead and do that. Y'all give me them crazy answers. We got crickets. Bring them crickets up.
No crickets.
Okay. I don't know. You don't necessarily get the detail of full details, but where is the craziest place that you have ever done it at?
Probably just a car.
Inside, outside.
Outside. How do you do that? Inside.
Well, I mean, I've never
heard that one before.
No, that's what you know, because you would be on the hood of a car getting it in.
Yeah. If it's not this weather, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. See, but, okay. But I was about to say, you should maybe tell them. And Matt, I don't care. Y'all know I don't mind telling myself, but you can do stuff on the outside. I'll leave it at that. Oh, Lord. The car. It's always everybody's forbidden, one of everybody's forbidden places. Now, okay, if you had 24 hours left to live, how would you spend them?
Definitely my family, friends, all my loved ones. I would just throw this big celebration of life party and invite everybody I love and, you know, just live it out and count it down like New Year's.
And knowing that you only had 24 hours, what crazy thing would you do that you know you get away with because you know you're getting ready to die?
I don't think there's anything left that I haven't already done crazy because I live my life to the fullest and I have fun and, you know, I make sure I live every day that way. So it wouldn't be a last day thing for me.
I'll probably go back and smack the crap out of somebody before I go. Like, you know what? I got to feel bad about this. Yeah. Some people that need to be smacked, they need to just get a wake-up call. So, you know what? I'm about to be gone anyway.
Yeah. A girl named after Ferrari, she probably didn't hold back very much.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, now I got to ask you these questions, too, because I forgot to. As far as you also represent artists, too, which it's always great to watch when people who are not just models but also starting to build themselves to a brand. So kind of tell us about how you made that transition of, you know, starting to work with artists.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean musical artists?
Yes.
As far as
with musical artists, and by the way, I didn't even say the name of your brand, both Rari Ferretti Empire Brand Company and Rich Blood Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. You're,
so,
you're
like,
saying,
how did you make that transition into working with artists, our musical artists closer?
Really, well, I've modeled on several sets of music videos and interacted with a lot of artists, you know, on various projects, promotion-wise, behind the scenes at concerts. Like in Atlanta, there's Birthday Bash every summer. I do heavy promoting and a lot of special appearances for those major summer concert events. And then there's Streets Fest, another major concert event that goes on there in Atlanta. And so, you know, it's like, it's on a friendly tip and it's on a business tip, you know. So it's not like, oh, you know, I'm starstruck when I see these people and I'm starstruck when they see me. It's like we share this creative blood amongst each other and we just go with the flow and, you know, share ideas and thoughts and, you know, business topics and, you know, we just, you know, making one great moment each time.
Awesome, awesome. All right, final question for you. What can we expect from you within the coming months of this year that we need to be on the lookout for?
Okay, definitely on Saturday, March 5th, I have the Rari Style Calendar Release Party, and that's going to be at the Bomb Sports Bar and Grill in Lithonia, Georgia. So everyone that's a fan of Rari ready, definitely want to invite you to come out. Kiss, kiss. And definitely on the rise, my promotion company, we're doing some heavy promoting for several of our artists that we're going to be launching promotional campaigns for, Duffel Bag Doogie, as you have heard the music, and Lil D, based out of Charleston, South Carolina. So those are our new artists that we're going to be launching promotional campaigns for, and we're going to see where it goes. We're going to just do the best we can and, you know, just make their names huge and in the light, along with Rari for Ready.
Awesome. Well, you already know I told you, I said, man, when you get, I'm looking through because I want a poster. So I'm gonna have you make one special, even if it's sold for everyone else too. But I gotta come up with an idea. I'm gonna get a poster to put on my wall of you. So it's happening.
Awesome, awesome. Love it.
I love it, man. Like I'm one of those people. I don't know. For me, it feels me. You know, a lot of people they get the posters, and there's people that they don't really deal with. To me, it's just cooler having the people you deal with and just showing people, hey, these are the people that supported me, and I want to support them. So this is my wall of support here, and it just has much more of a deeper meaning for me that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you have to, like I said, share that creative blood and just, you know, keep it going so that it can survive and, you know, keep transforming into bigger and better things.
Definitely. Well, we're going to do, I want to let everyone know how they can find you or, as we say on here, how they can stalk you.
Okay. Everybody ready? Okay, let's go. IG, basically everything on the internet. At Rari for Ready.
So easy. Goodness, thank you, black people. That actually make everything easy on us. We don't need a million different, you got 6072 as this one. Like, come on, man. Oh, your name is I Turn Up on Instagram, and then your name on Twitter is But Not Really. I mean, come on, man. Like, let's pick your name and pick that and leave it at that.
Yes, Rari for Ready, Empire Brand Company. There you go.
Bam. Finder, stalker, all that good stuff. Well, we appreciate having you. And
thank
definitely,
you.
I'm over here being nosy. I'm looking at the brown. That picture inspires me. Goodness, it made me want to get my life together. So, everyone, if y'all miss any parts of the show, I can check it back out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Look for the episode marked to Rari for Ready. It's on iTunes for free. It's on the TuneIn Radio app for free. It's on the Stitcher Radio app for free. And it's on dustspot.com/dustspotradio for free. That's free 99. So there you go. Again, I appreciate having you. It was definitely a pleasure. And I'm gonna be on the lookout, man. I've been seeing as soon as you got on that site, you started figuring it out. You like people been killing me, like, dang, man, she taking over the timeline. Every time I try to get on there, she taking over. Yeah, so that's good. I mean, I'm like, dude, because you're coming. You're just Nathan. They got to take over the timeline. You just come take do a huge dump on there and go, no, you don't. So, yes. I love, I mean, the people understand, I like seeing that competition. Competition is fun when it's done right. So, yes. All right, y'all. We rolling on out. Y'all know how we end every show. Let me remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, City J. And, you know, every Wednesday, we always remind you of our public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right. We out. Peace.
Peace.